Hi, welcome to Intolerant and Hungry. I'm Jodie and I'm intolerant.
And I'm Peter and I'm hungry and kind of sick.
Poor Peter has been sick for the last week or so. He's had a terrible cold and you can tell by his voice he's still a little bit snuffly and trying to get over it.
Bit of a man flu. But actually, I haven't been too bad lately, but my voice never came back. And we've been like postponing the podcast till my voice comes back, but I don't think it's going to come back in time, Jodie.
No, so we're just going to record today and let's make it about Peter being sick.
Yeah, sorry about my voice if that annoys you. I don't know.
It's not annoying.
Well, some people might not like it.
Like someone's sitting there with their headphones on and they're like, oh, take it off. His voice, he's sick. I can't listen to this. This is so annoying.
Yeah.
that's annoying. Okay, so since Peter is sick today, I've gone and made him something to make his sore throat feel a little bit better.
What have you made there, Jodie?
Just a good old basic home remedy for sore throats.
Home remedies?
I know, but it just tastes yum and you love it, so shut up.
Yeah, I know what it is. It's a good old fashioned lemon and honey. Yum.
Yes.
Can you have honey, Jodie?
I can have honey.
And lemons?
And lemons.
Sometimes.
Theoretically. Yeah. It's quite acidy, so I don't always have it. If I do, I have it in very small amounts.
Yeah. But that's just you.
But that's just me and my sensitive stomach. So just stopping for Peter to cough. So what we've got here is the honey that we're using today is the Arataki honey, and it's a Manuka honey, and it's not just your regular.
Looks fancy, like, yeah, not that honey in a white pot that we usually buy.
No, this is my fancy honey. So I actually buy the UMF 10 Plus honey. It's a little bit more expensive, like everything.
Like $10+, eh?
Yeah, that's actually what the 10 plus stands for. I use it quite sparingly, though. And the UMF actually refers to the antibacterial activity of honey. So what some people don't know about honey is that it is actually has antibacterial properties and can actually really help with a sore throat.
Like natural stuff.
Yeah.
Like this is not just silly made up. It's like doctors would agree with this kind of thing.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, so it's actually like scientifically proven that real honey, not just like kind of processed honey, this is like 100% pure honey, and they've tested the honey to see what the antibacterial activity is. They've tested it with, you know, bacteria and microbes and things, and it's shown to kill bacteria. So I tend to have a spoon of this and a cup of tea every day, mostly because it's a good sweetener, but also because I can have it and it's pretty good for you, and good if you've got a cold.
Yeah, I'm going to drink some of this lemon honey to make myself feel better. Yeah. But, you know, I might need something else. Like, I've been a bit down. I need a bit of energy.
A bit of energy, you say?
Yeah.
Maybe a little pick-me-up.
Yeah.
Maybe a little wake-me-up.
Yeah, well, apart from the lemon and honey.
Well, I have something for you.
What's that?
It's called the Awaken Bar.
Awaken Bar.
It's going to wake you up.
Oh, sounds good. This is an interview we had with a guy at the Gluten-Free Food and Allergy Show who sells Awaken Bars, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm still using the voice.
No, yeah, well, because I can't talk very much, we're going to have a couple of interviews this episode. Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's an interview with a friend of ours from the Awaken store.
He's a new friend, okay?
Yeah. We don't hang out that much, but
just that one time at the gluten-free show.
But they make gluten-free, allergy-friendly energy bars.
Yep. So should we just go over to him and let him have a chat about it?
Yes. And I'll drink this lemon and honey.
Okay, cool. So we're standing here with Tim at the Awaken store here at the Gluten-Free Food and Allergy Show. And what are the products that you make?
Well, we have four bars just made from fruit, seeds and nuts.
Yep.
And superfoods.
Okay.
And we blend them up.
Yep.
We get high quality ingredients. We just blend them up and press them raw.
Yeah.
So you're getting in a 60 gram bar a high nutrition, energy, well-being supplement. You're getting 2 hours of fabulous nutrition.
Yeah.
And it's all BioGrow certified, gluten-free, wheat-free, no sugar added.
Yeah.
So we're into actually something that tastes really good.
But it's still good.
And it feels good. And the feeling of goodness is because your body says yum, and it actually releases. It doesn't give you the spikes.
Yeah.
And it supports the planet as well, because it's all BioGrow certified, and you're helping sustainability.
Well done. Hey, quick question while we're on the subject. Now, you said that it's all raw.
Yep.
What is the benefit, just for our listeners who might not know, what's the benefit of eating raw food over any other kind of...
Well, especially with bars and fruit and nuts and seeds, as soon as you heat them, you lose a lot of the phytonutrients and the enzymes get cooked, and any oils become polysaturated, a lot more difficult to digest.
Oh, so anything that's raw, it's actually easier to digest if you have it raw.
The athletes are loving them, because they're in exertion mode, where if you've got highly cooked or processed food, their bodies just go, can't handle it.
Yeah.
So this is why the raw food is so much more digestible.
Yeah, because it's quite a big movement at the moment. Yeah, and it is. We're seeing a lot more raw foods coming
and
out at the moment.
Personally, I think a huge amount of cancer in society is cooked oils, you know, highly polysaturated oils. Look at the deep fried chips and deep fried this and deep fried that and all the meat that's deep fried.
Because it's the trouble with gluten-free food, isn't it? Even though it's gluten-free, doesn't necessarily make it healthy for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas this here is both gluten-free and healthy.
So we wanted to make something that tasted really good, felt good, and it's really about the total well-being of your nutrition.
Perfect. Whereabouts can we find your bars?
Well, we're located in about 20 or 30 stockers throughout Auckland.
Okay.
And we would suggest anyone just going to our website, which is www.awakenenergy.co.nz.
Perfect.
And we list all our stockers.
Cool. And can you buy online as well?
Yes,
Somebody went to that website?
Buy online.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. They look really delicious. Everybody here seems to be enjoying tasting them, so that's good.
And the four bars are quite distinctly different. We have our spiced apricot and cashew, which is quite, it's like a morning apricot-y starter for me. And then I have the walnut one late morning for a brain food.
Yeah, the walnuts.
And then the banana goji berry is a bit of a power pack for me in the afternoon.
Yep.
And then the raw chocolate almond day.
Like dessert?
It's like my dessert.
Like it sounds like dessert.
Yeah, that's my dessert because it's quite rich.
So out of them all, this is a very serious question. Which one is your favourite?
I like the banana goji berry because it's subtle.
I would only have to take one. If it was me, I'd be like chocolate.
Yeah.
So that's fantastic.
It's a woman thing, you know.
It is. Like anything chocolate, I'll eat. Fantastic.
All right, thanks.
Thank you so much for talking to us.
You're welcome.
We'll make sure we get our listeners onto you guys as well.
It's a pleasure.
Awesome.
And listen, we don't charge for the Nelson Sunshine where we make them.
Oh, good.
As well.
They come free in every bar.
It's a BioGrow certified sunshine, especially for Aucklanders.
Well done. Thank you so much. Thanks for your time.
Oh, yeah. This is some good lemon and honey.
All right. So that's all that we had to say about the Awaken bars.
Yeah, we might try one of those later. We don't have one right now. I think we ate them after the show.
Yeah, we did. They're all gone.
Yeah.
But we're sitting here. Peter's just having his lemon and honey and soothing his throat. How are you feeling now?
Well, I like the lemon and honey. The cool thing about lemon and honey is it always tastes good. And it's not really based on the ingredients. It's like the ratios, eh?
Yeah, the ratio of lemon to honey is very important.
Yeah, and I think I get it just right. Yeah.
But you're feeling better?
Well, it makes me feel a little bit better, but I could do with like Panadol or something for my head.
Yeah, Panadol's good for a headache, okay?
Yeah. Wait a second. Can you even have Panadol, Jody?
What do you mean?
Well, is medicine gluten-free?
Ah, you ask a very good question. A lot of people who have autoimmune disease or celiac disease or who are just a bit intolerant or allergic to gluten and other things like dairy and stuff like that, it's really important for people who have problems with intolerances and allergies and stuff to remember that the stuff that you're allergic to or intolerant to can actually be found in any food item or, you know, medication, in skincare products and stuff like that. So basically anything that could make its way into your mouth could have gluten into it. So it's really important to consider before you take any medication whether or not there's anything in there that you might react to.
So you might be like, oh, I got a sore throat, and then you just pop a Strepsil.
Yeah.
And then you're, oh, wait, I don't know what's in this stuff.
Yeah, so it's really important to check the back of the box first. Most medications and remedies and stuff like that will actually have on the back whether or not they're gluten-free. But it's really important if you've been prescribed medication from your doctor or something that you actually tell them and remind them to check whether or not the medication they're prescribing is gluten or dairy-free or whatever it is. Sometimes the tableting aids have a bit of gluten in them. Yeah, otherwise, this is a second port of call. You can actually ask a pharmacist as well, and you can call a pharmacist and ask them as well.
I don't think I need Panadol medication after all. I think I just need a pie.
Comfort food, eh?
Well, pies fix everything, right?
So, actually, it's a little bit true. When you can taste nothing good, like a good pie is real good when you have a cold.
Yeah, this is a really lame segue, but we've got another interview lined up here from the Gluten Free Food and Allergy Show, from the
Gluten Free Choice,
the Gluten Free Choice stall.
Yeah.
So we're gonna put another interview in here
with Regan.
So let's have a listen to Regan from the Gluten Free Choice stall.
So we're here at the Gluten Free Choice stand at the Gluten Free Show, and we're talking to Regan.
Yep. G'day guys, I'm Regan. How are you?
Good. Do you want to tell us about some of the products that you guys are selling here?
Yeah, so we've just launched a new range of gluten free pies. So we've got savory packs, we've got like your normal size pies that you buy at the servo and stuff. We've got apple crumble family dessert pies and raspberry white chocolate ones.
I actually just saw it while I was standing here talking to you, and I was like, oh my gosh, it looks amazing.
Yeah, they're really yummy. We've been trying really hard lately to try and cater for all sorts of allergens as well, so we've been trying to get the dairy out of most of our products. At the moment we're trying to get the soy out of our flour. And also egg out of our products, because we have a lot of people that egg and dairy free as well.
Perfect. Hey, whereabouts can we find your guys' products?
Yeah, so we already stock a lot of slices and things all around the country to your local Countdowns, Pack and Saves and so on. But our new pies, you can only currently buy them at Hamilton, Rotorua and Tauranga Cooplands Bakeries. They're the only place that we stock in the North Island at the moment. But we're trying to get them into Foodstuffs and Progressive. And we're hoping to get them into Foodstuffs, so your Pack and Saves and New Worlds, in about a month and a half.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. And you have this really, really nifty sheet here that basically has exactly what allergens are missing out of all of these, which is fantastic. Like, these are so hard to find. And the big serious question, what's your favourite product?
Yeah, so my favourite product is probably our multigrain bread.
Really?
Yeah, like I'm
like,
bread.
You've got like all these like yummy white chocolate and raspberry stuff. It's like, give me the bread.
I love it. Like, it's our new bread. We've had it out for probably like 6 months already. Yeah. But yeah, I love it. It's like got lots of seeds, and it doesn't have any preservatives in it or anything. It's just got a bit of vinegar, so
yeah.
It's really good for you. And yeah, when you toast it up, it's like a nice soft crumpet with the crunchy outside.
Oh,
so yeah,
nice. Has it got really any oils in it? Do you know?
Yeah. So it has. It does have oil in it.
Yeah.
It's got.
Sorry, just like personal question. I'm like, can I eat it? Because I'm allergic to
everything. Yeah, definitely. Have a look at the ingredients. There. There's a lot of different seeds in there.
It certainly looks very tasty, and it's gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, and sesame-free.
Yeah, so that's, like we've been trying to get the soy out of our products, and this is one of our first ones. This one's a little bit different to our normal breads, though, because it's more of a batter loaf. So it's a lot harder for us to produce, but we've just gone and bought a new machine where we can just tip the batter into the top, and it drops it out at the right weights every time, so it's a lot easier to produce. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Well, it turns out they don't just do pies there.
Yeah.
They do other stuff too.
They do all kinds of food. It's actually pretty cool. I really liked that stall because they did have quite a variety of products that they were showing, and lots of them looked really yum.
And I did try out that bread, but we recorded it and everything, but it didn't come out very good. So.
Yeah. Poor Peter.
So yeah, but it was good. It was yummy bread.
Good. So I think that's probably the end of our show. I think Peter needs to rug out with a hot water bottle and have a wee sleep. And
put a hot water bottle on my head like they do in the cartoons.
It's an ice pack.
Oh, is it ice pack?
Yeah, I've never heard of anyone putting a hot water bottle on their head.
And like have a thermometer sticking out of my mouth. And
it's an ice pack to cool you down when you have a fever.
You've been
thinking this whole time people are just like heating their brains up.
I mean, it's cold water bottle. I don't know if it's hot in there.
It's cold.
Okay. Anyway, I'm going to rug up on the couch and continue to like take advantage of this man flu and watch Jodie do all the housework. But you can tell them where to go, eh, Jodie, for all the things they need to tell us about.
What do you mean?
About websites and stuff.
I can tell you?
Yeah, because my voice.
Okay. Sure. On top of the housework, I will also tell the people about the websites. Don't worry, P. You just lie there. Just lie back. Just lie back. Go to sleep. I'll take over the rest of the podcast from here. Off you go. Hello, everybody. Peter's asleep. I've taken over the podcast. I don't really have much to say. Like us on Facebook and go visit our website at www.intolerantandhungry.blogspot.com and send us any questions that you might have. And yeah, Peter normally does this part. Oh, he's waking up. He's waking up. We'll post up on our website the websites and stuff of the products that we looked at today. And I'm just going to quietly slip off. You've been listening to Intolerant and Hungry. Thanks for tolerating us.